Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Tes. We are holding on daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. We are three lines from the end of the page. V'Amar Reish Lakish. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honored his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about in today's daf is, first of all, we're going to discuss certain mitzvos that not only is a guy not mechuyev to do, but it's highly problematic for him to volunteer to do them. A guy who keeps Shabbos, a guy who learns Torah. So we're going to discuss those items. Then the Gemara is going to go back to those Tanaim who added extra mitzvos on the list of Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach. So we're going to have a discussion about Dam Min HaChayin, whether it belongs on the list of Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach. And then the Gemara is going to introduce a rule that Kol Mitzvah Shenemra L'B'nai Noach, V'nishnas B'Sinai, L'zeh U'L'zeh Ne'emra. That any mitzvah that was said to B'nai Noach and was repeated again at Har Sinai is given to B'nai Noach and to Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara is going to question whether that's true. Maybe it's only given to Klal Yisrael, and then the Gemara is going to question whether the Gemara is going to question it from particular mitzvos. What about Mila? Doesn't seem to fit that rule, and we're going to have to refine exactly what that rule means. So then the Gemara is going to in the middle of Amud Beis is going to discuss the din of Achilas Basar and Eiver Min Achai for Adam Arishon and for B'nai Noach, and in what way that changed, or when that changed, how that changed, and that conversation is going to bring us all the way to the end of the daf. So let's begin again. Nun Chesam Beis, three lines from the end of the page. V'yam Reish Lakish, Ovid Chavim Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. If an Ovid Chavim keeps Shabbos, he's going to be Chayiv Misa, because Shenemar, the Pasuk says, after the Mabul, V'yom V'layla, Lo Yishbos. That they're not allowed to keep Shabbos, and when we darshan that means that they're not allowed to refrain from malacha for a full yom v'layla. Va'amar mar ashara shalen zohi misasan, and we were taught that when the Torah gives an ashara for B'nai Noach, if they violate that ashara, they deserve to get misa, and therefore, since the ashara was said to the B'nai Noach shalo yishvosu, that's all we need in order to be mechayev the misa for trying to keep Shabbos. That's what we derive from that pasuk. Now the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim Perek Yud Alachates that he's chayiv misa, but he's eno nerag. We let him know what you did is so terrible that you're chayiv misa, and he's punished. And that's the sheet of the Meiri as well. And he says, we say to him, either he's mekabel of all mitzvos, or he should not be mechadesh any new hanhagos from our mitzvos. However, the Chidush HaRan asks, according to the Shitas HaRambam, why is it that the Gemara is going to ask that we should consider this among the Sheva Mitzvos? If you're going to tell me that he's not Nerag, that we don't actually kill him, that Chayiv Misa means in Shemayim or whatever, but we're not going to actually kill him, so then it doesn't belong on the list of Sheva Mitzvos. The list of Sheva Mitzvos are things that we actually kill him in Beis Din for. So how could the Rambam be correct that we don't actually kill him? Because if that were true, the Gemara would never ask, this belongs on the list of Sheva Mitzvos. There's something that clearly distinguishes it from all of the Sheva Mitzvos. That's what the Kesef Mishnah writes, that the Rambam holds that the drasha from the Pasuk is only an Asmachta, and we cannot learn from here that you're Chayiv Misa. The Gemara's question that it should be included in the Sheva Mitzvos means, Legabe the Isser, not Legabe the Chayiv Misa. That it's a fair question anyway, that who said the rule has to be that anything listed in the Sheva Mitzvos that you actually have to be Chayiv Misa for? Maybe that's not a criteria in order to be listed in the Sheva Mitzvos. The Maharsha and the Aruch Lener say differently. He says that the Rambam is speaking Lefi the Maskanas HaGemara, that it's a mitzvah Bekumva Asei, and therefore he's Chayiv Misa B'nei Shemayim, but he's not Nerag. The Maksha at this point is assuming that it's an Asara Mamish, that it's a real Los Asei, and therefore he should be Nerag Alav, he should be Chayiv Misa for it. So that's what the Gemara is assuming at this point. But be that as it may, the Gemara tells us if a guy is Shavas, he's Chayiv Misa. So Amar Ravina says this Asara is not only when he's shavas for the sake of some sort of chiyuv, like on Shabbos, which is the day of Shvisa for Klal Yisrael, or on Sunday, which is the day that was chosen as a Sabbath for many of the Ovdei Kochavim, but rather afilu sheni b'Shabbos, even if he's stam, just wants a day off, and he chooses that every Monday he's going to take a rest from Melacha, and he's not going to do Melacha, even that is a problem. He's not supposed to be Mevatel Melacha. He's not supposed to keep any day as a day of Shabbos. So, frankly, Gemara v'luch shva gabi shav mitzvos, if that's really true, that a guy shav is chayv misa, how come it's not on the list of the shav mitzvos b'nei Noach? Says, Marki, kachashiv shevi al taseh, kum vaseh lo kachashiv. Everything that's on the list of shav mitzvos b'nei Noach are things that are shevi al taseh, that we ask him, we tell him not to do. But a mitzvah that he is a requirement to do, we do not count on the list. So lo yishbosu is really a kumva asay, that we're mitzavahim to go and do malacha, meaning it's really a double negative. Do not refrain from malacha, which means do malacha. So it's really a kumva asay. So frankly, gemara vadinim kumva asay uva kalchashiv. Dinim is a kumva asay, and nevertheless, we count that on the list that we're telling you, establish judges, do carry hold court cases, right? Do have a justice system. That's a kumva asay, and nevertheless, we list it on the list of shev mitzvos bnei Noach. So answers gemara, no, really, the Tana only is listing Shevi Alta says, and that's why Shvisa Shabbos is not listed. Dinim is listed because Kumasei v'Shevi Alta Ninu. It's both a Kumasei and it's also a Shevi Alta, because even Bnei Noach, even though when Bnei Noach, even though they're not mitzuva to be shofet, that when they don't have Bali Dinim and they're Yoshev Ubatel, so they're not doing anything, there's still mitzuvah in dinim not to do the wrong things, not to do things that will lead to the be lives of crime and that will allow for a criminal society to perpetuate. So that's also shevi al tasa. Good. So that's as far as ogoisha shavas. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan. That's by the way the topic of the Mishnah Melech has a sefer called Prashas Drachim where he has a bunch of essays in Machshava, and he has a whole essay on what it is that whether the Avos Kodem Matan Torah had a din of Bnei Noach or had a din of Yisrael, and he tries to figure out whether they were Mechayiv Mitzvos like Yisrael, they had a din of a Jewish person, or whether they had a din of Bnei Noach, and he comes to the conclusion that it's impossible to know, not just impossible for us to know, it was impossible for them to know, and that they themselves were mesupak, whether they had a din of Bnei Noach or a din of Yisrael, and therefore they just had to be machmir for both possibilities. So the Mishnah Melech struggles with the question, great, what do they do about Shabbos? Meaning, be machmir about both possibilities means, okay, so you have to keep all the mitzvahs mitzvahs lo sasei, instead of just sheva mitzvahs. But what do they do about Shabbos? Because if a Jew doesn't keep Shabbos, he's chayiv misa. If a guy does keep Shabbos, he's chayiv misa. So this was a great challenge that a lot of the Achronim took up to try to figure out how you can keep Shabbos as a Jew and not keep Shabbos as a non-Jew all at the same time. So some suggest that it's Yom V'Laila Lo Yishposu, that the Yisr for a Nachri to keep Shabbos is only Yom followed by Laila, because by days of a Nachri, we assume the Laila is Holi Chachar Yom. It's only in Jewish days in our calendar that we assume the Yom is Holi Chachar Laila. So all you would need to do is do Malacha on Friday night and on Matzai Shabbos. And that way, I mean, not do Malacha Friday night, but yes, do Malacha on Matzai Shabbos. So that way, he's Yom V'Laila Lo Yishposu. He didn't have a yom followed by a laila where he's shoves. Others suggest creative solutions with pasul tzitzis and things like that. But with kasher tzitzis, because if he's a guy and he's not chayiv in the mitzvah at all, then he's carrying the strings because the strings don't mean anything. But if he's a Jew, then the strings are part of the baget and therefore they do mean something, and he's allowed to wear the tzitzis. Okay, a lot of other interesting creative suggestions. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, goy shosik b'torah chayiv misa. If a guy learns Torah, he's chayiv misa. Shenemar, because the pasuk says Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha, so Kilas Yaakov obviously is the end of the pasuk. So lanu morasha v'lo lahem. So we're medayik that it's a morasha for us, but not a morasha to a nachri. And therefore, if they are osek in Torah, they're chayiv misa. There is a machlokas achronim if the isser is only by Torah shebalpeh, or even when it comes to Torah shebichsav. the Yisr of Inachri to learn Torah. In the Shilta Gibarim, he writes that they're not allowed to learn Torah's Moshe Umitzvah Seha, but Nevi'im Ksuvim Ramutar. Magen Avraham Paskins discusses this as well. In the Netziv, he has a tshuva where he says that when we say that they're not allowed to learn Torah, it means bi'iyun, it's Gaisha Osek Batorah. It means in depth. But to learn the Pshutei Dvarim, to learn, you know, a coworker asks you, what's this holiday that you're taking? Really, you have a Tu B'Shvat Seder? Like, what's that about? So to just say, yeah, we eat a bunch of fruit, you know, or something like that, you know, is not a violation of anything. But it's only when you go be Yun Va'amaka. So sometimes we have to rely on that Netziv, because people ask questions, so you don't want to be rude. You want to at least give some sort of basic answer. Rav Shachter told us, I think when he was here for a Shabbos many years ago, someone asked about that, about learning Torah, about teaching Gai Torah, and had to answer questions, and he said, yeah, you got to stick to Torah Shebichsav. So only say what it says in Torah Shebichsav. To which everyone's thinking, now I have to know what it says in Torah Shebichsav, and what's in Torah Shebal Peh. So not everybody always is able to draw that line so easily. So V'luch Shvah Gavi Sheva Mitzvah, so I asked the Gemara, why doesn't it mention it among the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? So it says Gemara, Mandi Amar Morasha Migzal Kagazula. If you derive it from Morasha, then it's really that it's Yerusha for Klal Yisrael, so it's stealing. He's stealing our Yerusha. So stealing is in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach already. And Mandi Amar Ma'orasa, Dino Kena Aram Marasa, Debeskila. And if you darshan the word Marasha as if it says Ma'orasa, and it's like a Naram Marasa, that we're married to the Torah, and that they're not supposed to take our wife, so to speak, so it has a din, like a Naram Marasa, where the halach is, he's going to be Chayv Skila. So it's already included in the Isra of Arayos that B'nei Noach are included in, right? That whole idea that we're supposed to be married to the Torah. I think Rav Salvechik in his hesped for his uncle for the Briska Rav said that we all have erusin with the Torah, but every once in a while you have a person who has nisuin with the Torah. So nisuin with the Torah, what's the difference between arusa and nisua? They're both in love. A person who has erusin, a couple who has nisuin. So the couple who has erusin is in love, but they don't really know each other all that well yet. By nisuin, people that are married, that are fully married and been living together for a long time, they can communicate non-verbally. They know exactly what the other person is thinking. They can anticipate what's going through. He said sometimes a person has nisuin with the Torah, that just they have such a feel for it that they know the entire tone of the Torah. They can tell you what the Das Torah is without looking things up, just by a gut feeling. So that was his uncle. That's what he said. That was the Brisk Rav. So Meisvei. So they ask on Rabbi Yochanan, Hayra Meir Omer Minayin Shafilu Goy Shavosik Petorishu Kikoyin Gadol. But wait a second. Didn't we learn that if a guy learns Torah, he has a din like a Kohen Gadol? Shenemra, because the Torah says, Asher Yaseh Osam HaAdam V'Chay Behem Kohanim Leviim V'Yisraelim Lo Nemar. It doesn't start listing types of Jews, Kohanim Leviim and Yisraelim. Ela HaAdam. It says an Adam. So that includes even a Nachri. So it sounds like he's also like a Kohen Gadol if he learns Torah. Halamata Shafil Goy V'Osik B'Torah Harei Kohen Gadol. Even a Goy V'Osik B'Torah has a din of a Kohen Gadol. So that's Gemara. Hasam Shev Mitzvahs to do. That's talking about if he's Osik B'Torah within the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So he spends a lot of time learning dinim, learning Choshe Mishpat or something like that. So that he's allowed to do that. He's Harei Kikoyen Gadol. But to be engaged in Hilchus Kashrus or Hilchus Nida, you know, in Yerideya, so that's not going to be Kikoyen Gadol. Now it's interesting, the limud is from Ha'adam, that it doesn't say Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. So it must be that it includes a Nachri. Now the Gemara in Yevamos of Samach Aleph has a drasha from a pasuk in Yecheskel that it says, Ve'atein tzon itzon marisi adam atem, that dafka atem kriyim adam ve'ina nachrim kriyim adam. So Rabbeinu Tam explains that, quoted in Tosos, Dibra Maskal Ella, that Rabbi Meir is not cholik on Rabbi Shimon. Rashi makes it sound like, yeah, this is Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Shimon, and there's a disagreement whether Adam includes a Nachri or does not include a Nachri. Rabbi Natan says, no, it's not a machlokes. There's a chilik between Adam and Ha-Adam. Adam is the Adam Hama'ula, which means the highest form of Adam, which is the Yisrael who has Torah Hashem. Ha'adam sounds like it means any Adam, which would include Nachri as well. The fact that Rabbi Meir is Medayik in the Brisa, that it doesn't say Kohanim or Levim or Yisraelim, it means that it doesn't say Adam, which would have been Mashma and Adam Chashuv and Mu'ula. Rather, it says Ha'adam. So it's not, meaning it sounds like the Diuk is that it should have said Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. That's not really the Diuk. The Diuk is in a single letter that it says Ha'adam instead of Adam. Tosa Rosh explains, Rabbi Natam, that even though it says Ha'adam with a hey, that sounds like it means the, you would think Ha'adam, that's the hey idea. You would think that means the Hamiyuchad, Hamiyuman, Ha'amu'ula, Sheba Adam, but it's a mir achar miyut, because the mir of the hey after the miyut of Adam, and a mir achar miyut al rabbi, so the kavana therefore is l'kal Adam. That's how he explains what Rabbeinu Tam was thinking, why Ha'adam would go in that direction and not in the other direction. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to what we were discussing a few dapim ago when we listed the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach and Daf Nun Vav. Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel Omer, Af hadam min achai. There's even nisr to eat blood that's taken from a bal chai, and it's part of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. So the Tanakhama in the Brisa did not list dam min achai as one of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, and he disagreed with Rabbi Chanin. He held that it's not asr to Bnei Noach. So Tan Rabbanan, we have a Brisa. Ach basar benafsho damo lo sochelu ze ever minachai. Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel omer af hadam minachai. So there we have this machlokas. My time is Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel. Why does Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel think that it's teaching us about dam minachai as well? So he holds that the Gemara explains that we should put the word nafsho with the word damo in the pasuk and right next to the word basar. So kari be basar benafsho lo sochel. We could read the pasuk as basar b'nafsho lo sochel, that you're not allowed to eat the basar when the nefesh is still with the basar, when it's still alive, and we could read it as damo b'nafsho lo sochel, that you don't eat the dam when it's together with the nefesh. Because it says basar b'nafsho damo, it has the word nafsho right between basar and damo. So we associate each one, that each one b'nafsho lo sochel, both basar when it's still b'nafsho and dam when it's still b'nafsho. V'rabbanan, according to the chamim who do not darshan damo b'nafsho lo sochel, hahu l'mishri shratzim u'da'asa. From the word damo, the Torah is just trying to be matir ever minachai of a sheretz, that since a behema who is aser, Avim Rechayev Behema is also to Ben Noach, we need to be Matir Shratzim. So we darshan Basar B'Nafsho Damo, that someone whose dam is called Nefesh and is Chaluk Mi Basaro, is distinct from its Basar, that's included in the Yisra of Avim Rechayev. But a creature whose dam is not Chaluk Mi Basaro, whose dam and Basar is all the same, doesn't have a regular system of dam, so that's not included in Avraham Menachai. Just like we asked Dam and Achai for Ben Noach, we also say by a Jewish person, Rak Chazak, Levilti Achol Hadam, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, and the puzzle goes on, Velo Sochol HaNefesh Im HaBasar. So from the fact that we associate the Yisra of Dam with the Yisra of Avraham Menachai, we darshan the end of the puzzle of Velo Sochol, to not to eat the Dam that it mentions at the beginning of the puzzle, that once the Dam is Yosef from the Behema, when it's still HaNefesh Im HaBasar, when it's still alive. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan will say, Ha'ul d'dam ha'kazosh and shami yotzabahu da'asa. That which it associates the Yisra of Dam to the Yisra of Avraham Menachai teaches me about the Dam that their mak is, that they bloodlet from a behema while it's alive, that at the time of the neshama is yotze from the behema, it's coming to tell us that that's asr as well. That you shouldn't just say Dam shchita is asr with the Yisra of Dam, Dam ha'kazosh is also asr. But it's not coming to make a separate Isser of Dam Minachai. So, based on what we said in the Brisa, there's an Isser of Avraham Minachai Bnei Noach, and then at Matan Torah, it was repeated to the Jewish people. So the Gemara says, well, why would that happen? So, Lamed L'Mitzvah Bnei Noach, Lamed L'Mishni B'Sinai. Why would it be that it's that the Isser of Avraham Minachai is said to Bnei Noach, and then it's repeated at Har Sinai? So, Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina, Dam Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina, Kol Mitzvah Shnemel Bnei Noach, V'Nishnas B'Sinai, L'Zeh L'Zeh Nemra. We assume any mitzvah that's given to Bnei Noach and was repeated at that Matan Torah is meant for both Yisrael and Bnei Noach. That even after Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, He did not take away this mitzvah from Bnei Noach. They remain mitzvah in it. And the Yisrael of Avraham Achai is one such mitzvah. So the Rabbi Yosef Bichanina explains, the Bnei Noach v'lo nishnas b'Sinai, any mitzvah that was given to Bnei Noach and then was not repeated at Har Sinai, ironically, Yisrael namra v'lo l'Bnei Noach. That's only for Klal Yisrael, not to Bnei Noach. Meaning that meant that it was given over to Bnei Noach until Matan Torah. But once Matan Torah happened, it was taken from them and remains only with the Jewish people. Because since it was not repeated at Har Sinai, like the other mitzvos that were, so you see that l'achar Matan Torah, Bnei Noach are not mitzvah in it. V'anu ein lanu el gira nasha v'ali b'drabi Yehuda. The only mitzvah that we have that was sent to Bnei Noach and was not repeated to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai is the Yisra of Achilas Gira Nasha, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Yisra of Gira Nasha was given to the Bnei Yaakov before Matan Torah, and nevertheless, it applies only to the Jewish people. Because the pasuk that says the Yisra says Bnei Yisrael. It has a lashon of Bnei Yisrael, so it's only for the Jewish people. So Amar Man, now let's analyze that statement of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. That if a mitzvah was given to Bnei Noach and then was repeated at Har Sinai, we assume the Bnei Noach keep it and we have to keep it. I would have thought from the fact that it's repeated at Har Sinai, it's only for the Jewish people and not for Bnei Noach. That a Matan Torah, Hashem took it away from the Bnei Noach and He gave it to the Jewish people. Because if it was said for Bnei Noach as well, the Torah shouldn't have written the tzivoy to the Jewish people. And I would know that I'm not less than a Ben Noach. If a Ben Noach is mitzvah in it, so the Jewish people are mitzvah in it as well. Says the Gemara, mi de isni avodas kachavim b'Sinai, from the fact that it repeats the Yisra of Avodah Zarah by Sinai, even though it had already mentioned it for Bnei Noach. V'ashkechan da'anash of the Chavim ilava, and we know that of the Chavim are punished for violating Avodah Zarah. The pasuk says lo yimotzei b'cham mavir b'no b'ito be'esh, and says u'beglala to'ev osei l'ashem elokach morish osami panecha, that the Sheva Umos lost Eretz Yisrael because of their failure in this area, because they worshipped Avodah Zarah. So apparently we know about Avodah Zarah. It's a test case that it was mitzvah before, it was repeated at Har Sinai, and we know Bnei Noach are mitzvah in it. So you see from here that it applies to both Bnei Noach and Yisrael. Then we said the Bnei Noach v'lo nishnas b'Sinai, l'Yisrael nemra v'lo l'Bnei Noach, that if something was given to Bnei Noach and was not repeated at Har Sinai, then we know it's only for the Jewish people. So ask them, Adarabba, mid v'lo nishnas b'Sinai, l'Bnei Noach nemra v'lo l'Yisrael. I would think it was given to Bnei Noach and nothing was updated at Har Sinai. There was no further mention at Har Sinai. So I would have imagined it stayed the way it was, that it's only for Bnei Noach and it's not for Yisrael. So says them, nah, that can't be. Lekalim Meidotim to Yisrael Shari Ulo V'chavim Aser. There is no such thing that's going to be that is going to be mutter for a Jew and Aser for a non-Jew. That when Klal Yisrael had Matan Torah and they were distinguished from every other nation, it was to be Mekadish Klal Yisrael. And what does Mekadish mean? Asher Kiddishanu B'mitzvosav. By having more mitzvos, that's where we have, that's a reflection of extra Kedusha. It's not to take away our Kedusha, it's not to give us fewer mitzvos. So whatever was not repeated at Har Sinai, we assume that it's not coming to be matir the Jewish people in those things. Rather, it's coming to be taken from the Bnei Noach and to remain with the with Klal Yisrael. So this idea that it can't be that there's something for a Jew and not for a non-Jew, that's dafka by Dvar Isser, but by Dvar Mitzvah we do find that Yisrael are mitzvah to do things and a Ben Noach is not allowed to do things. And Agaisha Shabbos is Chayiv Misa, Yisrael is mitzvah in Shvitza Shabbos. And even though Nachri is Asr Lishbos even on Monday, and Yisrael is not mitzvah Lishbos even on Monday, but since Yisrael has a mitzvah Lishbos, you can't ask her it's not Shaykh to ask her the Shvisa even on a different day as well. That's what Tosos points out. So Tosos further refines in Dibra Maskel Lekha this rule, that this is about Isurim, this is not about mitzvahs. Velo, so says Gemara, really, there's nothing that's mutter for a Jewish person and also for a Nachri? For a Yifas Tovar? What about a Yifas Tovar? That Yisrael is allowed to take a Yifas Tovar and Milchama, a Nachri is not allowed to do that. It's a violation of Nisr Gesel for a Nachri to do that. So says Gemara, Hasim Mishim Tlav Nekibush Nehum. Yifas Tovar is different, because the reason Yisrael is allowed to take a Yifas Tovar is it's only in Milchama when we're accomplishing Kibush Milchama, and that's why it's not Mutter for Nachri, because they don't have a mitzvah of Kibush Haaretz. So since it's a function of the mitzvah of Kibush Haaretz, that in the process of Kibush Haaretz you could take a Yifas Tovar, but if they don't have a din of Kibush Haaretz, so they don't have a mitzvah of Kibush Haaretz, Mimele they have no din of Yifas Tovar. Very Pachs Mishav Pruta. What about stealing less than a pruta, that it's mutter for Yisrael and it's also for an achri? So it isn't that an example of saying it's mutter for Yisrael and also for an achri? So it says, Marna Hassan, Paksu Mishav Pruta, who says it's mutter for Yisrael? No, it's just that he's not going to be chayiv on it. Mishav Dalav B'nei Mechila Ninu. But Nachrim are, and we assume Paksu Mishav Pruta, you know, a Jew is not chayiv because the victim is mochel. But when you steal from a Nachri, Nachrim are lav b'nei mechila, and therefore Paksu Mishav Pruta is going to be Aser. But it's Aser for Yisrael also. It's just about the fact that you don't get an Onesh on Paksu Mishav Pruta. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to the beginning of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanin's statement. Kol mitzvah shenem l'mnei noach v'nishnis b'sinai l'zel l'zel nemra. That we assume that if it was repeated at Har Sinai, it is meant for both Jew and non-Jew alike. So frankly, the Gemara very Mila, Shinarmul ben Noach. What about Mila that was given already to Avram Avinu, Duchsiv, Atas, Brisi, Tishmar, Vinishnas Pesinai, and nevertheless, it's Nishnas Pesinai, Yom Hashmini, Yimal Besar, Allah, so the Pasuk says, and that's the Yisrael Nemra of Elul ben Noach. The Tana does not list it among the Shavim Mitzvahs ben Noach. So why does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina say that if it's repeated Har Sinai, it's for ben Noach as well? Apparently, it's not. This one's just for the Jews, says the Gemara. Mila is not really repeated Har Sinai. Ahu, Mishri Shabbos Huda Asa. When it says B'yom Hashmini Yimal Basar Laso, it's not teaching me the mitzvah of Mila again. It's teaching me that Mila is Docha Shabbos. U'Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos. That Bayom is Afilu B'Shabbos. Right? That's a din that's Mefurash Bekra. Right? I think the Taz writes in Hilchos Mila. That's one of the examples of where Chazal do not have the right to make a gezeira not to do it. That even though sometimes B'Shevi Al Taseh, Chazal will tell us don't do it. Don't blow shofar on when Rosh Hashanah is chal on Shabbos. Don't take lulav when Sukkot is chal on on the Shabbos of Sukkot. They get aye, but it's a mitzvah daraisa to do so. Chazal are allowed to tell us not to do v'shevi al taseh. But says the Taz, it's known as Hataz Hayadua. Rav David Cohen Shlita wrote a whole sefer called Hataz Hayadua, the famous Taz. So he has a whole sefer about examples of this of applications of this famous Taz. David's son told me that he keeps lists when he learns, like he has certain principles in his head, and whenever he comes across it as he's learning, he just writes down examples of those principles, and when a list gets long enough, he publishes it, and that's how he has a sefer. So that's how Hataz HaYadua came out. So the Taz gives this as an example, that Chazal cannot be gozer not to do Milan Shabbos. We cannot be gozer not to do Milan Shabbos, because it's Mefurish B'Kra. Why is it Mefurish B'Kra? Because the whole pasuk is assumed to be just about that. It's not even assumed to be about Mila. It's assumed to be just about Mila on Shabbos. So, frankly, Maravari Puria Uruviya Shinamul B'nai Noach. Puravu was given to B'nai Noach, the Ksiv Atem Puravu, Vinishnes B'Sinai, and yet it was repeated at Arasinai because Lechem Arlem Shvulechem La Lechem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell the people to go back to their wives because Kodem Matan Torah. That to separate, so they were told to go back. So the Yisrael number of Lola B'nai Noach, and nevertheless we assume that's a mitzvah for the Jewish people. It's not a mitzvah for B'nai Noach. Says Gemara, Ula Kol Davar Shebeminyan Sarach Minyan Achalatiro Huda Asa. No, the chiddush of telling everyone Lechem Orlem Shvulachem La Lechem is not about the mitzvah of Puravu. Mitzvah of Puravu we already have from before. That's to tell me that any time you have a Davar Shebeminyan, you need a Minyan Acher Latiro. You need another Beisdin to be Matir that which the earlier Beisdin said. So since prior to Matan Torah, they had to be separated from their wives. So even though this Man HaIsser is no longer there, they were told 3 days before Matan Torah, you stay away. And so you would think, okay, so after 3 days, you go back. Nevertheless, it had to say that you go back. And that's why that's how we learn that in Tzarech Minyan Achal Atiro, that you need another formal declaration to be matir, that which you would have imagined would run out on its own. So ask the Gemara, if the mitzvah of Mila and Pri Raviyah was said at Sinai, and it's not considered as if it was said again, because it was only said to teach me something specific about Mila on Shabbos, about Tzorek Min Achalatiro, Ihachi Kol Chadav Chadanami Neim Mishum Mil Si'isni. You could say that about any mitzvah that was repeated at Har Sinai, that there was some detail that was added. So Hachi Kamar, Asara Mehadar Mislam Balamali. No, what Rabbi Yosef Bechanin meant to say is, why are the mitzvahs that Bnei Noach are already Musar on, why does the Torah need to tell me another Asara on them at Har Sinai? It could have just said the dinim that it needed to be Mefarit. From the fact that the Torah goes and repeats the whole thing, so that's coming to be Mechadish, that Bnei Noach are also Musar on them even after Matan Torah. But by Milam, by Puravu, it only mentions particular inyanim that the Torah needed to add at Har Sinai. It doesn't repeat the entire Azhara. And therefore, from Matan Torah and on, it's only for the Jewish people and it's not for Bnei Noach. So the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina teaches us that a mitzvah that was said to Bnei Noach and was not repeated at Har Sinai, it's only for the Jewish people, ve'in lanu ela gira nasha b'lvad v'alib d'Rabbi Yehuda, that the only example we have of that is gira nasha. So haninami lo isni, so ask the Gemara, the mitzvah of Mila and Pri Raviyah also were not repeated at Har Sinai, because they were only mentioned for the detailed dinim that we had to add. So why does Rabbi Yosef Chanina say that gira nasha is the only example of something that was not repeated at Har Sinai? Now, ironically, even though Puravu and Mila, it seems like they were repeated. They're not. We just demonstrated that they were not repeated at Sinai, so they should make that list as well. So it says, "Marahani isni l'shum mil sabi alma, halo isni klal." No, Mila and Puravu were mentioned. We have an explanation why they were mentioned again at Har Sinai, but they were mentioned again at Har Sinai. Gid Anasha was simply not. We relies on Yaakov's fight with the Malach, and when it was mentioned there. So now the Gemara goes back to the Kasha that it asked in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that all the mitzvahs that were said to Bnei Noach and were repeated at Sinai apply to both Yisrael and Bnei Noach. That what do you mean? What about Mila was said to Bnei Noach and was repeated at Sinai, and nevertheless it's only for the Jewish people? So we gave one answer, that Mila was not really repeated, it was only repeated for the sake of Shabbos, of doing a Mila on Shabbos, Iba Yisema. Or we could give a different answer, that really Mitzvah Smila was repeated at Har Sinai, and it's not only for the din of Shabbos, it's for the Yikar Mitzvah. And according to the Klal of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that any mitzvah that was repeated at Har Sinai applies to Bnei Noach. So we should have learned that Bnei Noach are Mitzvah and Mila, and yet Mila is not among the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, because Mila meyikar la'Avram hu d'kamisra le'rachmana. The original person who was Mitzvah and Mila was Avram Avinu and his children. Va'ata es prisi tishmar atav zaracha acharecha l'dorosam atav zaracha in shachrin alo, and it was given to Avram Avinu. He was told atav zaracha, it's you and your offspring, but other people who are not mizar Avram are automatically not included in Mila, and therefore it's only Bnei Yisrael who are mizar Avram that are mitzuva in Mila. Elameata, if that's the case, that Avram vizaro are mitzuva in Mila, well, Bnei Yishmael l'chayvu, Bnei Yishmael should be chayv in Mila. Answers the Gemara, no, ki bi Yitzchak ikari l'cha zera, that zera Avram does not include the Bnei Yishmael. The Torah says explicitly that it's only bi Yitzchak that it's called zera Avraham. So Bnei Yisrael l'chayvu, but let Bnei Yisrael be chayv in Mila. Bi Yitzchak, v'lo kol Yitzchak, part of Yitzchak's offspring, not all of Yitzchak's offspring. Maschar v'shaya l'me'ata b'nei keturah lo l'chayvu. So b'nei keturah should not be chayv in Mila, even though they're children of Avram Avinu. And so answer Gemara, Ham Rabbi Yosef Bar Avin v'itam Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina esprisi hefer l'rabos b'nei keturah. We have a pasuk esprisi hefer and hefer, and that's extra because it already says l'chiv karis if one does not get a bris mila, so it's coming to be marbe the six b'nei keturah themselves who are chayiv and mila. So Avram Avinu was mitzuva to be mal all of the children that were born to him, even from keturah, but the zera of his children are not mechayiv and mila, except for a chelek of the zera of Yitzchak. Be Yitzchak yikar el chazera, that means all the offspring of Yaakov Avinu. Amr Avidam Rav, Adam Rishon lehutu lo basal achila. So Avidam Rav says that Adam Rishon was not allowed to eat meat, even basar of a dead animal. Forget about Avram and Chai, even a dead animal. Because the pasuk says that Hashem says to Adam and Chava, you know, I gave you kol eis of zorei zera, etc. But kol eitz asher bo a pre eitzah zera zera lachem yeh lachla luchol chayas haaretz. It's for you to eat and for all the animals to eat. So medayik that it's dafka all the trees and the asafim that were given to you and the chayas haaretz. But v'lo chayas haaretz lachem. The chayas haaretz are not for you to eat. Ukshabo b'nei noach hitu lahem. When b'nei noach came along, basar became mutter. Shenemar, because the pasuk says kayerik esav nasati lachem es kol. Like that yerik esav that I already had allowed you to eat from the days of Adam Rishon. Now I'm giving you, now you're allowed to have everything. Behemos and chayos, they become just like the Yerik and Esav. So, and Esav. So, yachal lo yehei Eivir Menachai noig bo. So, you might think that there's no Isra of Eivir Menachai by Menei Noach. Tamal Omar, ach basar benafsho damolo so chelu. So, yachal af l'shratzim. You might think that applies even to shratzim. Tamal Omar, ach. Ach is a meal. Tells me not shratzim. Umay Talmudu, what's the limit from the pasuk to be memay shratzim that there's no Isra of Eivir Menachai? So, Ravuna, Ravuna says, damo. It says in the pasuk, basar benafsho damo. And the word damo is extra because we're talking about the Yisra of Eivir Menachai while it's still alive. So we know that damo and nefesh, that the nefesh is called dam. Why does the pasuk have to say it? It must be to teach me that Eivir Menachai is dafka misha damo chaluk mi besaro, the type of creature that the dam is separate from the basar. Yatsu shratzim shein damo chaluk mi besarim, as opposed to usharetz where the dam is not chaluk from the basar. So the Gemara asks on Rav that Adam Rishon was not allowed to eat meat, meisvei. They ask from the following that it says by Adam Rishon, doesn't it mean that they're allowed to eat fish? So I thought Rav said they're not allowed to eat meat. So says Mar, lo lemalacha. It's not about achila. That's about malacha. That they could do malacha with them. So says Mar, v'dagamene malacha ninu. Fish can't do malacha for people. An ox does malacha for people. How can a fish do malacha for a person? So says Mar, in kerechava. Yeah, could do malacha. Could do rechava. Like the following to buy rechava. The Amor Rechava raised the following shaila: Hinig be'iza v'shibuta mai. If a person has a wagon that is being pulled by a goat and a fish, a shibuta fish, so is that considered a violation of kalayim? So apparently he assumes that it's possible to have a fish pull a wagon for you. So Tashema, the Gemara brings a raya that it becomes mutter for Adam Rishon to eat basar from the fact that it was hutar Adam Rishon to eat basar achila, from the fact that it says to Adam Chava uba of hashamayim. So my love la achila, meaning isn't that a raya that they're allowed to eat? They're allowed to eat basar, that Adam Rishon was allowed to eat basar, that it was not prohibited from to eat basar. Says Gemara, lo the malacha. Means that he could do malacha with the ofa shemayim. The ofos b'nei malacha, are ofos capable of malacha? In kidibayu rabba bar ravuna dashba avazim tarnagolin. If a person does threshing with chickens and geese, the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, my, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, holds that a poel is allowed to eat grapes only if he did malacha biyadayim v'raglayim. So what's the din about eating an ofos eating from the grain that they are threshing? Are they not allowed to eat from it and you're allowed to muzzle them because they're not doing the malacha biyadayim? They only have it's only that they're trampling on it, or is it mutar ba'achila, and therefore you're not allowed to muzzle them at that time. So you see that apparently they're able to do malacha. So Tashema says, well, I'll bring another raya that Adam Rishon was allowed to eat meat. It says, uvuchol chayaro meses ala aretz. So doesn't that mean that the chayaro meses ala aretz is that you're allowed to eat? So says, well, I see a nachash hudasa. That comes to teach me a nachash that you could do malacha with a nachash. Titania, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya Omer, chaval al shamash gadol, that we should be upset about the fact that we had this great worker sha'avad min ha'olam that was taken from us. She'ilmali neskal nachash, because had the nachash not been cursed, kolechav echad misolim izdam lo shnei nachashim tovim, every Jewish person would have two amazing snakes. Echad mishagro l'tzafon, one would be given to him in the north, ve'echad mishagro l'darim, one he would send to the south, lovi lo sedalvonim tovim ve'avonim tovus margolios. It would be amazing at fetching these natural resources from all these different places. They would stick a strap of flesh under their tail, and it would take dirt from the shuk. It would clean up dirt from the shuk and bring it to your gina and to your churva where you need it. So Meisvei, the Gemara asks another kashan rav. In the Miskana Bo, that we have a Maimer Chazal that Adam Rishon was eating meat, and then the Nachash got jealous. Hasam Basar Yor Min Hashemayim. That wasn't meat from animals. That was Basar that came down Min Hashemayim. Meek Basar Yor Min Hashemayim. There's such a thing. When does it rain Basar? So in Kihad the Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta Avakazel Borucha Pagu Bohanu Chari Yavasa. He was going on the road and he saw some lions Avakonami La Ape that wanted to devour him. So Amar Hakfirim Shagim La Teref, that they wanted to eat him. So he davened from Kadosh Baruch Hu that they should have food. So Nachisulei, it came from Shemayim. Tarti Amtasa, two thighs of an animal. Chada Ichlua V'Chada Shavkua. They ate one of them. The lions ate one of them, and the other one they left alone. So Aiti Rabbi Shimon Chalafta brought this meat Vasal Bei Medrasha, and he came to the base Medrash. Bayi Allah the Chamas Davar Tami Uzel Davar Tar. What's the halachic status of this meat? Amrlei Ain Davar Tami Yerid Min Hashemayim. It came down in Hashemayim, and Davar Tami never comes down in Hashemayim. So Bayi Min Rabbi Zeir Min Rabbi Vo Yardelo Dumus Chamor Mahu. What if it looks like a chamor? Would you still say it's kosher? So Amrlei Yerid Nala. It would be a strange creature, like a deformed type of creature. Meaning, there's a bird that's called the tanin, and it's a shota, and it's always crying. So he says, "Ha'amrilei, the chacham say in the Beis Medrash of Shimon ben Chalafta, ain davar tamei yorid min hashemayim, and therefore it can't be that a dumus chamor will be yorid min hashemayim." So he's basically saying it's a stupid question. It would never happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only sends kosher things min hashemayim. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom. Everyone have a great day.